Now, you've definitely on this show heard me joke about development more than a few times, especially around Sydney, where for better or for worse, it does feel like a bit of an unstoppable phenomenon. It feels like the face of Sydney has changed every time we look around. Now, traditionally, local government bodies and councils have been called on to assess development applications, but from the 1st of March, from tomorrow, this is all due to change. Now, the state government is mandating that local government bodies across Sydney and Wollongong have to establish independent hearing and assessment panels, also known as a local planning panel, to vet medium-sized development proposals. What does this actually mean and why is it being put in place? Well, Linda Scott is councillor for City of Sydney and also president of the Local Government Association of New South Wales. Councillor, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, what is the makeup of these independent hearing and assessment panels? How will this differ from what's being done at the moment when development proposals are assessed?
So at the moment, today, as you rightly point out, the last day the system will be in operation, your elected mayor and councillors typically determine most development applications. A lot of them, of course, are decided by staff under delegation, but councillors in councils across Sydney and Wollongong have the power to bring forward those development applications, and they themselves decide a large number of them as well. From tomorrow, the state government has introduced legislation which means that an unelected group, a planning panel, will be deciding these development applications from now on. Most members of the community, I think, don't know this and have really been caught unawares by this really significant change to how planning works in New South Wales.
Now, is this all development proposals? This is only within a certain threshold of kind of cost, as I understand it.
It differs in different areas. So I'm from the City of Sydney. We have a separate Central Sydney Planning Committee for development over 50 million. As you can imagine, in a CBD, there's quite a lot of that development. But in other council areas, they don't have a similar committee. One of the issues we have identified, and as the President of Local Government New South Wales, which is, of course, the peak body for all councils, I met with the Planning Minister about this. There are proposed to be a standard set of types of development that can go to all these panels, but we have concerns about that. The development in the City of Sydney is very different from that in Hunters Hill or perhaps in Marrickville, and it really should be that councils can have a say in what kinds of developments are seen before a panel where the public can come along and speak and have their say, as opposed to development that is signed off under delegation by staff. So we've got some concerns about that, and I've spoken to the Planning Minister about that, and we're hoping to work with him more to bed down some of those details.
Now, I understand that much of the kind of reasoning behind these, you know, independent hearing and assessment panels was around corruption risk, but how much of an issue was that?
We really don't accept that as an explanation. We know in New South Wales that councillors and mayors are elected, you know, in a very long-standing system to make decisions around development. And by and large, that system has worked incredibly well. There are lots of transparency measures that we can take to make sure that people are behaving properly, that there's not corruption in the system, and that's really, really important. But we don't think the answer is removing planning powers from elected representatives. And I guess the best point to make about this has only been enacted in Sydney and Wollongong. Mm-hmm. And so in the regions, elected councillors and mayors continue to be able to determine development applications should they choose to. There's no good reason why there is a difference between councils and residents and communities in Sydney and Wollongong as opposed to the regions across New South Wales. So we just, at Local Government New South Wales, we don't accept that as a sensible reason.
So from tomorrow, what impact is this likely to have on development proposals?
It means that community members will no longer be able to contact their mayors and councillors with the expectation that they will have the power to have a say in development. Members of the public will still be able to attend planning panels. If their development is before that panel, they can speak to it or, you know, oppose it. But councillors and mayors elected to do the job of deciding on planning will no longer have those powers. They, like anyone else, will be able to speak at a planning panel, but they will have no further rights around decisions around development. And I think the community is going to be very upset about that, because it effectively removes their democratic voice in the planning of their local area. And this is a long-held tradition in New South Wales. It's disappointing to see it change so dramatically. Can I say, last year when the bill went through Parliament, it was resolved in 2 days. It was, you know, rammed through Parliament with really no community awareness. And so I think it is only now, as these changes start to be implemented, people are becoming aware of it.
So, Councillor, given the narrow focus of this, as you pointed out, just Sydney and Wollongong, do you think we should expect to see it expanded, or do you think that the government might actually find that there's enough pushback about this that we see some changes?
Well, at Local Government New South Wales, we're really calling for some changes. We think the details of the system have not yet been worked out, even though it's set to begin tomorrow. Mm. We still don't have a clear answer from the government on what kinds of development will be before these planning panels and what kinds of development will be decided by officers. And we need to work out the differences in the different council areas. You know, local government does such a good job of planning for those local differences, and having statewide, you know, or citywide rules for these kinds of things just don't work. So we're concerned about that, and we think there's a number of changes that will need to be made to, you know, see this system just work, just get off the ground and ensure that development keeps being approved in an orderly, lawful fashion in New South Wales.
Councillor Scott, we will unfortunately have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
A pleasure. Great to be with you.
Thank you. Councillor Linda Scott there. She is with the City of Sydney and also President of the Local Government Association of New South Wales, pointing out that there was very little community awareness about the changes being pushed through to development applications, including these new independent hearing and assessment panels, which actually do start from tomorrow.